Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Spring break is supposed to be, I guess kind of a rite of passage. I never really went on spring break, but many people do. And a lot of, kids, young people, it gets kind of crazy from what I've seen. And I'm talking more in normal times, not like COVID times where they literally have to shut cities down because everybody's literally out of their minds. But obviously, it's that atmosphere. It's youth. It's a ton of energy, a ton of bad decision making loaded with alcohol. That's essentially spring break when you're thinking of the going to the beach in Florida type spring break. And that's what happens in our next story. Two people, two young folks thinking, let's go do this. Let's go spring break. And we're going to take it all the way back to the 1980s and spring break at that point in time. Staying at a motel, kind of a crappy motel at that. And the strange things that start happening in the room that make spring break, as crazy as it can be, unbearable because of the paranormal. Take a listen. Back in 1988, a friend and I decided to go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida for spring break. Things were different back then. At our ages 20 and 21, we did not have credit cards and you had to be 25 to rent a car. So my friend's mother helped us out with the rental car and hooked us up with her travel agent for the flight and hotel arrangements. This was pre-internet, so we had no idea what we were getting until we arrived. We had visions of what it would be like when we got there, but we were wrong. The hotel we were staying in was about a 20-minute drive to the beach, which seemed odd to us since we thought the travel agent would have found us right on or at least within walking distance to the ocean. The location was not the greatest, and that's an understatement. The area was a bit run down. The nearby liquor and convenience stores had very thick bulletproof glass separating the cash registers and the customers. We were the only spring breakers in the hotel, but we're not going to let that ruin our week in Florida, right? After landing, we arrived at the hotel sometime in the early afternoon and checked in. We'd only been there in the room for about a minute or two, and the phone started ringing. I picked it up and a female voice was on the other end and asked for Mike. Oddly enough, that was the name of my friend that was right there in the room with me. I told her that I didn't think my friend was the person she was looking for, but gave the phone to him anyway. He took the phone with a confused look on his face, probably the same one I was giving him when I handed him the phone. She proceeded to tell my friend that she had spent the night in jail and needed a ride home. She rambled and rambled as if she knew him. He finally explained that he was not the Mike she was looking for and asked if she might have called the wrong room. Nope, she meant to call our room because she knew the room number and name of the hotel that we were staying in. And she realized that my friend was not the person she was looking for. She continued the conversation and asked if we liked to party. We're on spring break, so the obvious answer was yes. She said she'd bring a friend and come by our room around 8 o'clock that night. At the time, we both thought it was a great idea. That afternoon, we made the 20-minute ride to the beach, had a few beers, food, took in the sights. We're sure to be back at the hotel well before 8 p.m. to get ready for our new friends. We're on the third floor of our five-floor hotel. Each floor had an open walkway of hotel doors with stairs at both ends, and we were located exactly right of center if you're looking at the hotel from the street. We devised a plan that day to go up to the fifth floor and watch the parking lot to get a preview of the girls. They never showed up that night or any other night and never called again. As the week went on, we'd forgotten about the phone call and didn't notice anything out of the ordinary. We're probably too drunk to notice if anything was going on anyway. We did take notice that the parking lot would be packed with cars every night, but be totally empty during the day. That will come into play later. It was now our last full day in Florida. We'd be flying home early the following morning. We were tired of the 20-minute ride to the beach, so we decided to hang out at the hotel pool during the day and drink the beer we had left over. We put some beer in our small hotel room garbage can, packed it with ice, and walked down to the pool. The pool area was nothing fancy, really. It was a large rectangular pool surrounded by lounge chairs, looked aged like most of the rest of the hotel. The entire area was surrounded by a fence, but that didn't keep the local youth from climbing over and taking a dip. We were told to let the front desk know if we saw them do it. When we got to the pool, we took two lounge chairs right near the entrance gate, which would make for easy access when we needed to fill up the beer again. There were two females at the far end of the pool. They looked like an older mother-daughter combo. Within 10 minutes of us being there, about five local kids, maybe between 10 and 12 years of age, climbed over the fence directly across the pool from us and jumped in. We had better things to do than ruin their good time, so neither of us was about to go tell on them. Each small group had their own corner of the pool deck, nowhere close to one another. It was not long before we needed a beer refill, so I headed back up to the hotel room for more. Upon my return to the pool area, I opened the gate and was greeted with a balled-up beach towel hurled at my face. It was my own towel that I had left on my chair, spread out for me to lay back down. When I asked him why he felt the need to do that, he informed me that I balled it up and threw it at him while I was leaving for the beer. We discussed this probably longer than it needed to be discussed, and by the end, we just figured it must have been the young neighborhood kids that had hopped the fence and were playing in the pool, but we could not explain how they could have done it, since none were anywhere near us, and it happened as I was walking out of the gate, 3 feet away from us. We forgot about it and went on with the day. Sometime in the late afternoon, we went back to our room, showered, ordered a pizza. Pizza place is not far away. Got in our rented convertible Mustang and went to pick it up to bring it back to the hotel. We got back to the hotel and got our room. The key was not working. After trying it several times, we went to the front desk to report the issue. The guy at the desk was kind of a jerk and thought we were two clueless morons, but he followed us up to our room and then tried the key himself. It did not work for him either. The reason why it did not work was that the deadbolt was locked. Guests at the hotel did not have a key for the deadbolt. The hotel worker, again talking to us like we were idiots, told us that our roommate must be in there because guests can only lock the deadbolt from the inside. We told him that we were the only two guests in that room. He put his ear against the door and insisted that he heard someone inside the room. He repeatedly knocked on the door, but nobody answered. He thought we were lying to him, took out his keys and again put his ear to the door and insisted that someone was in the room. We were curious to see who it was. When he unlocked the deadbolt and walked inside, there was nobody there. He even went into the closet and bathroom, but it was empty. Probably should have freaked us out, but like everything else so far, it was dismissed quickly. We thanked him, he left the room, and we had our pizza. It's now early evening and we're just about to play a game of cards and there was a knock on the door. When I opened the door, there was a short African-American woman, maybe late 20s to mid-30s, standing there. From the surprised look on her face, she was not expecting to see me answer the door. She told me she was looking for Tom. I told her that she had the wrong room. She apologized and walked away. As I closed the door, I stood there for a few seconds, opened it back up, and stepped out into the walkway, looking over the rail at the parking lot. I told Mike to come out. When he did, I pointed out to him that the parking lot was almost empty. As I mentioned earlier, the parking lot was always full at night and empty during the day. Then it hit me. It was maybe a matter of 5 to 10 seconds between the time of the closing door and the woman leaving and me opening it back up to step out to the walkway. What happened to that woman? Could she have already had the time to knock on another door and gone inside? We walked in both directions on our floor and saw that there was nobody within at least 5 rooms of us. Where did she go? Still, that short freakout did not last exceptionally long, and we went back inside to play cards. In the middle of a hand, I noticed that the show, Three's Company, was no longer on TV. The strange part about it was that, as I recalled, the episode we were watching had only just started, but it was no longer the show we were watching. I brought it up to Mike, but he had not been paying attention to what was on television. I did not let it go, though. I told him about the episode we were watching, and he remembered at that point, but just assumed it had ended. His back was to the TV, which is probably why I paid more attention. I pointed out that there's no way the show was over because it was only a quarter after the hour and the new show would not have started yet. So I walked to the TV, started flipping through the channels. What do you know? There's the episode of Three's Company that we were watching. We then went back to playing cards until it happened again. This time it was more verbal. Look, I said, Three's Company is gone again. We're both baffled about this happening. It was about to get very strange. I got up and changed the channel back to Three's Company. And just as I sat back down, the channel started changing automatically, one by one. Click, click, click. We were shocked. Then it finally stopped on an interesting show. The guy hosting looked very much like a mixture between the founder of the Church of Satan, Anton LaVey, and Ming the Merciless from the Flash Gordon movie. It was all about evil things and bad luck. Now, we were genuinely freaked out. Why it took us so long, I have no idea, but we were on edge. Within a few minutes of the channel-changing incident, we heard some banging in the room next door. We both went over and put our ear to the wall and continued to hear something in the next room. But when we were in the exterior walkway earlier, there was nobody in that room. We went back to the walkway, investigated the window of that room, and saw nothing. The curtain was open, the lights were off, and there was nobody there. We had enough. We were legitimately spooked. We went back into our room, turned off the TV, grabbed the car keys, and left. Our plan was to drive down the beach and sleep in the car somewhere down that way. We were leaving early the next morning anyway, so one uncomfortable night of sleeping in the car was not going to kill us. We planned to come back early in the morning, shower, pack our things, and get out of there. When we got out to the car and put the key into the ignition, the car would not start. All the electrical worked, but it would not even turn over. We sat there for a few minutes and tried again, and nothing. We tapped the starter, nothing. We checked under the hood and saw nothing unusual. We were stuck. We started rehashing everything that had happened to us that week, starting from the call we just got minutes after entering the room on the first day we arrived, the pool towel-throwing incident, and this last night of our stay. The last night was the craziest, with a deadbolt dilemma. The disappearing visitor at our door, the empty parking lot when nights were always so busy at this hotel, the channel changing by itself, the thumping in the room next door, and finally the car not starting when we tried to leave the property. My friend tried the car a few more times to no avail. We were stuck in the parking lot. We devised a new plan. Sleep in the car, in the parking lot, and try starting it early in the morning. If it did not start, we'd call the car rental company and have them drive us to an airport for our flight home. After about an hour of trying to sleep in the car, neither of us could. Mike unsuccessfully tried starting it one last time. New plan, go back to the room, turn all the lights on, take turns trying to sleep. I took the first watch. About 5 minutes into my watch, I heard a noise. So did Mike, but he did not want to acknowledge it. After badgering him about the sound, he finally admitted that he heard hangers clinging together in our closet. It's exactly what I heard too. We went to check it out. There were hangers in the closet, but we found nothing. As we were standing there trying to figure out what might have made the hangers move, we both heard what sounded like a beer can being crushed coming from the main area. Sure enough, there it was, sitting on the nightstand between the two beds. There was one beer can amongst the others that looked like it had been squeezed from the sides. They were officially done. There was no more sleeping. We sat there on our beds, waiting out the night. Every light in the room was on, and we just sat in silence looking around the room waiting. We could not believe what was going on. But fortunately, that was the end of it. Nothing else happened the rest of the night. As soon as dawn broke, we showered, packed our bags, got out of that room with plenty of time to kill before we had to be at the airport. We went down to the parking lot to give the car one last try. Mike got in the car, struck the key in the ignition, and it fired right up without a problem. We looked at one another, laughed, threw our bags in the trunk, and headed down the road, talking about our crazy experience. I don't know why things did not freak us out more as they were happening. Back then, we did not have the television shows about this haunting stuff like they are now. When I was younger, ghost stories were just stories, nothing more. I do not know what we witnessed, but it was the only time anything quite like that has ever happened to me. And I hope the last as well.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe. Rechalk. Still aiming.
While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.